think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. It seems as though barely a day goes by without the reports of, you know, package theft or porch piracy, as a lot of people are calling it. This is a trend that is, you know, really viral recently. If you've seen on YouTube, I believe there's a video every year where they pretty much prank porch pirates by putting things on the porch that are like exploding glitter bombs or all sorts of things. So the porch pirate goes and they think they're stealing like a new speaker or a new set of headphones, and when they grab it and run back to their apartment and open it up, in reality it's a giant exploding glitter bomb that sprays bad smells and makes police siren noises and has phones that are recording them and collects their location. So this is obviously a problem. It's definitely gone viral, you know, 50 million views on a lot of these kind of porch pirate prank videos. But in any case, I think it underlines definitely a much bigger problem, which is that people across the United States right now, there's a surge of theft where people are going, stealing brand new iPads brand new laptops, all sorts of electronics, other things from people's porches. There were thousands of dollars, and this is an issue. So despite the typical stolen package costing around $50, which was highlighted in a 2022 study from security.org, I think the sheer volume of package theft is what's really alarming. Safewise, which is a home security consultancy, notes a jump from $210 million to $260 million in stolen delivered packages in just the last year. So astonishingly, around 79% of Americans reportedly have been, you know, fell prey to porch pirates just last year. So I think big logistics players have kind of entered the space right now with technological advancements aimed at curbing this theft spree that we're seeing. So UPS specifically unveiled its latest weapon in June, which is a delivery defense, and it's touted as an AI-powered tool. It leverages historical data and machine learning to allocate a delivery confidence score on a scale of 1,000 for each delivery location. This is so interesting. Mark Robinson, who's the president of UPS Capital, said, quote, "If we have a score of 1,000 to an address, that signals our high confidence in the package reaching its recipient. Conversely, a score closer to 100 suggests a potential delivery issue at that point. This initiative will inform recipients of possible theft risks, allowing them to opt for safer delivery methods such as in-store collection or UPS pickup points." Okay, this is really interesting. I think what's happening here is the fact that right now we're using AI, and I'm seeing this kind of as a trend that's coming up right now, as a predictive tool We're seeing this in a lot of different areas, right? I talked recently to some people at Square that are saying they're using AI to predict when a customer is going to churn, and then preemptively they will go in and have a whole kind of campaign to keep the customer. Then I've also spoken recently about the big acquisition of Splunk that is happening. Splunk is a security firm, and one of the things that they're doing is predicting security vulnerabilities so that you can preemptively measure them. And now we have UPS, who is preemptively predicting package theft. And then they're, you know, if it's like, it's not even just being like, oh, it's like a neighborhood that has a lower median income or something like that. They have a whole bunch of things. They use machine learning. They're looking at like how often packages have been reported missing or stolen. They have all of this data and use machine learning, and they just automatically tell you, look, you don't have a very good odd of, you know, collecting your package. Here's your alternatives. Go pick it up or, you know, other things. So this is really interesting. And I think using AI in this predictive manner is really, really powerful. I think this innovative solution was initially integrated with existing retail software systems through an API with Costco Wholesale in Colorado, being one of the first testers that were testing over there in Colorado. However, both UPS and Costco remain really tight-lipped on the specifics of this partnership. They're not really sharing a lot about it or how it works per se. So Robinson believes that Delivery Defense provides merchants an enhanced decision-making tool when shipping packages with small to medium-sized businesses in mind. UPS is set to roll out a web-based version of the system in October, aligned with, of course, the holiday season. This is right before Black Friday and then Christmas, so this might be just in time to save us all from, you know, getting all of our packages stolen. So I think the final call on leveraging this technology is still going to come down to the individual merchants. So this is going to allow them to determine how they address potential delivery risks, right? This isn't going to be just automatic. UPS is saying, sorry, you have to come into the office. I think it's going to come down to the actual individual merchants themselves and the delivery people deciding what they're going to do. And then also this comes from, you know, there's a lot of implications, right? So there's potential delivery risks. Should packages be insured, right? Should they say, like, you're sending this package to an area that is highly likely to be robbed, maybe get insurance on this, routing them to different pickup locations. There's all sorts of different options, but it's going to come down to the individual merchants. So the big question I have after kind of reading and researching a little bit about this is like, okay, very cool, but like, how are UPS's competitors addressing this? Awesome, UPS is doing it, but it's, you don't always get to pick how your packages are delivered. So I think DHL, FedEx, and Amazon's countermeasures that they've been rolling out are kind of interesting. DHL employs a signature first approach where delivery staff need a signature to hand over a package. This is, of course, maybe the best way to prevent this, right? You don't need AI when you just get a signature. However, it's also one of the most annoying if you're not at your home and then they just leave that little slip, that dreaded slip on at your door that says, come into our office because you weren't here. So there definitely are a few different ways to do this, but I really do think that this kind of AI predictive analysis that UPS is doing is very forward thinking. I'll be very interested to see the adoption and how this is continued as it is rolled out.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.